Okay, we're going to continue from yesterday's daf. Yesterday, Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah made a statement regarding a Ilonit that in the Machlokas in the Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar relates solely to an Akara and his Kena. But when it comes to Ilonit, it's Divrei Akol Lo Shota Lo Notelet Ketu Gata. So we're going to start from the question on the Braisa on Chof Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a question on the statement of Rav Nachman and says, Meitavei, three lines from the bottom on Chof Hei Amud Beis, Meitavei. It's a long braisa. At the end of the braisa, we're going to have something that questions the position of Rav Nachman. Hamakane, Larusato, Ulishon Meretz, Yabam Shalom, Yimach, Lo Kansa, Nistero, Lo Shota, Velo Notelet, Ketubata. So a person who is Makane to his Arusa and to his Shomeret Yabam, if it's before they get married, I mean that before the nisuim is completed, then the stira happens. Lo shota, lo notelet ketubata. She doesn't drink, and she doesn't get her ketuba. Uberet chaveiro, omeineket chaveiro, lo shotot, velo notelot ketuba, devei Rabbi Meir. The Meir believes that if one marries his friend's pregnant wife or nursing wife, meaning that he's either been niftar or they're divorced, but he married them prior to the time period that he needed to wait, the waiting period that needed to happen in 24 months. Lo shotot velo notelot ketubah. She cannot drink because it's an improper marriage, and therefore she won't get her ketubah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer. The position of Rabbi Meir is based on the fact that he believes lo yisa adam uberet chaveiro min eket chaveiro. Person should not marry a woman who is pregnant or nursing. And if he does marry her, he has to divorce her, and he may not remarry her after he divorces her. I mean, that's a knas. We find him for, because he went into the marriage that was improper, therefore the Chachamim are going to assume that he has to divorce her and not marry her at all after that point. Because of that, she doesn't drink the mesota, because once he divorces her, now he's never going to return her. She's not a valid wife for him. Suppose that Chachamim omrim yotzi, who should get as mano, that the Chachamim say no, he should divorce her, and then after the period of time he needs to wait, which is the 24 months, or after the period of nursing, then he can be kones, he can marry the woman. And therefore, since he can be kones the woman afterwards, therefore he can also be, she can also be shotot. Ravar is a young man. Shinasa akara uskena. Married a woman who was an akara or uskena. So the assumption is that these women will not have children. Ve'enlo, and since he's young, ve'enlo isha bani, and he doesn't have a wife or a previous wife or children. Meikara from beforehand. Lo shota, lo notel ketubata. She doesn't drink and she doesn't get her ketubah because he needs to marry a woman. He still has a requirement of pru ravu, and therefore his marriage to these women was inappropriate. And therefore she's not shota the mesota, and she doesn't get her ketubah. Rabbi Elazar omer yachol hu lisa acheret lifrot v'larabot emena. She can marry another woman. He can marry another woman, meaning that these women are not necessarily problematic. He can solve his problem of having the chiyuv to do pru ravu by marrying someone else. So if that's the case, they can drink the mesota because he is going to be b'kayim this woman. Aval hamekaneh larusato ulishomeret yabam shelo umishikansa nistira. If he was mekaneh for his arusa or shomeret yabam, and then once he then married her, he became a nisua, then they had the stira, osota olon telet ketubata. Either she drinks or she doesn't get her ketuba. In there she's qualified. That's what we had said earlier in the Gemara, that if the kinu is done once she's an arbuso or she's an shomeret yabam, and then afterwards the stira happens once she's a nisua, then she's a qualified sota and she can drink the me sota. Now uberet ume neket atzmo, as opposed to muberet ume neket chaveiro. This is muberet ume neket atzmo. Oshota olo no tlot ketubata. Then she drinks, and or she doesn't get her ketubah. So what's the chiddush here about muberet ume neket atzmo? He's allowed to be married to them, right? What's the question that he shouldn't be allowed? So Rashi says oshotot is what we don't say lo lekat le levlat, and we don't wait for her to give birth. We make her drink the mesotah, even while she is still pregnant, or even while she's still nursing, even though that will have impact on the child, either the unborn child or the born child, we still say drink. That's what Rashi says the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that she drinks despite the outcome or the impact on others. Tosfos says he doesn't understand where Rashi got that from. Why can't we wait for her to give birth? Why can't we wait for her to finish? Meaning, in other places where there's a chiyuv of misa for the woman, we have a gzeiras hakatzuv that she has to, we stone her or we kill her despite the fact that she's pregnant. But that's a gzeiras hakatzuv by other mitzvot. But by sota, we don't have that gzeiras hakatzuv. So Tosfos says, I don't understand why Rashi believes that you have to kill the vlad over here. He says he doesn't see that necessarily true. And he says that the chiddush over here, that despite the fact that he did the kinoy while she was pregnant, she what is still when she drinks after she gives birth. Because even though that I would have thought that that possibly would not be included, because the kinoy is based on Mechitiste Isto, right? That Kamina Bishami Loyala Isha Banim Farnir Echelolisto, then she's not possible to drink. But over here, we see, despite that fact, she is still able to drink. And now the Brisa continues. Eshi Mamzer Lamamzer, Visha Natin Lenatin. These are all marriages that are Mutarim. These are Psulim Lekahal that can marry each other. So if a wife of Mamzer and a Mamzer, Eshi Natin Lenatin, Eshi Ger, Eved, Umashu. So in all these cases, you have an Asian mamzer to a mamzer, Asian natin to natin, Asian care, ve'ebed mishukhar. In all these instances, we say, this, even though they're psulim and these marriages are fine marriages, we say, go ahead and drink. And the Gemara is going to ask Shita. Of course, if it's a valid marriage, why shouldn't she drink the mesota? The last case is ve'ailonit. And what do you see about an Ilonit? Either she drinks or she doesn't get her ksuba. Mm. This is a problem for Rav Nachman. So you want to know the whole Braisa we brought was for this last line in the Braisa, that an Ilonit, according to this Braisa, drinks the Mesota. And Rav Nachman said the Kuli Alma, an Ilonit doesn't drink. But here we have a Tana who says she does drink. That's what Gemara is going to say, Mia Ilonit. So Gemara says, Tani Mia Ilonit. So you did the Rav Nachman. It's a very strong kash against Rav Nachman. I'm going to call Rav Nachman Tanahi. This is a Machlokes HaTanoim. And I hold like the other Tana. The Tanya, Reb Shimon, Elazar, Omer, Ilonit, Lo Shota, Begono, Tevetz, Ketuvata. Exactly what the position of Nachman is, Reb Shimon, Elazar, says that an Ilonit never drinks. Shenamar, Vinikta, Vinizra, Zera. Misha, Dark, Elazariah, Yes, the Zoo, Shane, Dark, Elazariah. In the same limud that Reb Nachman gave us in the previous Amos, that's found in the price of going to Reb Shimon, Elazar, that the fact that there are two possible outcomes by a Sota, and the positive outcome is what? That she will come and burn. And here she is physically, biologically unable to conceive, and therefore she'll be mufka from the parsha of Sota. So Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon do? The Rabbanon argue on Reb Shimon Elazar, Bahai Niktav and Zira Zera Mayav Dile. What do they do with the pasuk of Niktav and Zira Zera? If you disagree and say that Nilonis does drink, what do you do with that pasuk? So the Bailei Kedetanya, they need it for the Brisa, the Niktav and Zira Zera, Shim Haita Akara Nifkedet, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says, Niktav and Zira Zera means that if she was unable to have children, not because of a physical problem, but she was an Akara, right? Therefore, this Vinikam Nizra Zera is a bracha that she will become impregnated. Even though until this point she wasn't able to have children. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel, Imkein Yisa Istru Kol HaAkarot VeYifkedu. Then all the, anybody who's an Akara, right, should go ahead and be Nistar and be, claim to be a Sota, and therefore they'll get the bracha over here. Vizu Hol Velo Istra Yifseda. And this woman who acted appropriately was not a Porutz, right? She loses out because she won't get the bracha. So he says, Imkein Matam Alor Vinikta Vinizra Zera. According to you, Rabbi Shmuel, what does it mean, Vinikta Vinizra Zera? So he says, Gemara says, Sim Haita Yoledet Bitzar Yoledet Verevach. Right, if she used to give birth in pain, now she'll give birth without pain. Nikkei Valot, you'll let it Zakarim. Before she was having girls, now she'll have boys. Kitzarim, you'll let it Zakarim. Before, if she was having smaller or shorter children, now they will be longer or bigger. Shchorim, if they were black before, you'll let it Livanim. Now they will be white. So, I don't know. I mean, there are two questions here. I don't know what he means. Again, Shchorim, you'll let it Livanim. I don't know how to explain that totally. And the second thing I would say, although we do have the term shchorim and levanim to mean like for instance, the Eishet Kushi of the Isha Kushit, Shelakach Moshe, that Shachor and Lavan might refer to appearances, not necessarily the pigment appearance of the baby, but good looking or, you know, clean looking or not clean looking. So you could possibly explain it that way. And Tosfos asked the obvious question of Rabbi Shmuel, which is, why is he any different than Rabbi Akiva? I mean, his whole problem with Rabbi Akiva is, well, if this is a good, you know, I mean, if this is a good medical or medicinal solution to an akara, then all the women are going to use it, right? And then someone who's a tenuah is going to lose out. But here, Rabbi Shmuel also, in his position, there's a benefit to the woman to becoming a sota. The benefit to the woman is that now she will have, you know, easier births. She will have, you know, if all these different things that are positive for her. So he says, Tosfos says, came with Rabbi Shmuel. Honestly, he asked the question on himself. Now, I think, I think
it's a different question. Right. I think it's a different question. Women can't have children and would give up a lot to be able to do it.
Right.
To get yourself through the process.
Thank you. So I agree with you. I think that's the differentiation you have to make is that the severity of the issue at hand, which is an akara to have a child, right, that is a much more severe position for a woman to be in versus the others, which are, you know, I mean, they would be beneficial, but they're not necessarily, right, in a sense, a lifelong pursuit.
And we're going through
the whole process
of
I would agree. All right, so now the Gemara says, Isha Mamzer, the Mamzer. So the Braisa said that the Isha of a Mamzer to a Mamzer. The Gemara says, Pshita, of course, what do you mean? They have a valid marriage. An Isha Mamzer, a Mamzer and a Mamzer, they're allowed to get married. What's the problem over here? So Mamzer Tema, Pushe Psulim, Lolofos, while we're at it, you know, meaning that if we don't let her drink, then we're going to protect against being increasing the number of Mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. So by doing that, maybe we should just say, yeah, don't drink, and then you'll be separated. So Kamash Malan, but they have a valid marriage. If they have a valid marriage, then they're allowed to continue. But Isha Dier, Bevin Mishukhar, Vailonit. It's all of these can drink. What do you mean by an Isha Dier? Again, that you have a valid marriage over here. Why should it be that she shouldn't drink? So Mazu Tema da Berel Bnei Yisrael v'lo Gerim. That is, the pasuk says by the beginning of Sotas is the Berel Bnei Yisrael and not Gerim. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, that's what that we do say that Gerim are included. The word says, Emahachanami. I mean, why not? It says Taber Elbene. So why not make that limud? What's the Kamash Malan that we don't say such? So where it says, Ramartha Ribuyahu. That the word, it says Ramartha Lahem. So Ramartha Lahem is a Ribuy. And that Ribuy includes Af Geri. Alright, even though we already used the Amartha before, for to be Rav Merabin, Arusin Shemar Ziyabam, the Kinois, or Tosas just leaves as a Tema. Here we have two Limudim from it, but it seems like that's the Limud, the Gemara here is at least willing to entertain Amartha to be Merabin at both of these, all these categories. Maybe it's anybody who would have been excluded, we include now. I mean, maybe that's a general category of what Amartha does. Alright, Eishet Kohen Shulta. So it says in the verse that it says in our Mishnah, I'm sorry, we're now back to our Mishnah, not the verse anymore, that the Eishet Kohen Shulta, that she's allowed to drink. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course she can drink. So Gemara says, no, Ma'al Detema, V'hi Lo Nitpasa, right, in the Parsha of the Sota, it says, when is she found guilty? When she was, had, right, relations outside of her marriage, V'hi Lo Nitpasa, she was not forced, right, so Asura, then she is Asur, Hanit. So the inference from there is that if she was forced, muteret, she would have been. If she was raped, then she would be muteret. But that is not true by the Eshet Kohen. Here by the Eshet Kohen, had she been raped, unfortunately, she would not be able to return to her husband. Aim alone. Teach them. Maybe she should not drink. Maybe she's, again, mufka mi parshat sota, because she does not fit into the description of the sota here. So mash malon, that in hochanami, that she does go ahead and drink. So Tosfos asks over here, why does the present Gemara say Ve'im HaChanami? In the previous Gemara said, oh, we have a Habamina that the nation care should go ahead, should not drink because it says that Ve'il B'nai Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, no, because that's what our Braisa said, no. Right? And then the Gemara asks, Ve'im HaChanami. The Gemara says, well, why not? Bring me a press, bring me a proof otherwise. Over here, the Gemara brings the Mishnah down and says, oh, Pshita. And the Gemara says, well, maybe I would have thought that what the nation coin is Mufka from the Parsha, right? And if she's Mufka from the Parsha, then she wouldn't be drinking sota. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah, that she does drink. So what happens? Why doesn't the Gemara say now, Ve'im HaChanami? Where's the pasuk to say, or where's the lima to say that that's not true? So Tosfos has an interesting line over here. He says, if you look in the Tosfos right next to here, it says, V'zuho v'nitpasa surah. Right, so the Torah says, Dei Milari, Amar Bo Porech Ocha Be'im Ha'Kanami Kedah Porech Le'el. Well, as it asked the same question we just asked in the previous Gemara. The Nero, it's a very interesting part of the Nero, called Hechne Bekor the Misik Adati Mitochol the Midrash Hachi. Right, the Pasuk that we would have used over here, which would be V'hilonit Pasuk, U'Midrash Le'Drosha Achrite. Right, and it has the possibility, or that Pasuk was used for another Drosha, the Porech Eim Ha'Kanami. Then we don't say Eim Ha'Kanami. Ka'imash Melon, the Kach Nitan the Midrash, the Moshe Mitzinai, below being an Acher. So as opposed to in the previous case by Ger, we said the Beryl Ben Israel, below the Gabriel. That the Beryl Ben Israel is not used for anything else. It has no purpose. So therefore, when we say, come along, when I ask the question, Eim Ha'Kanami, is because you're not using the Beryl Ben Israel for anything else. You're not using it for anything else. And say that it does exclude a Ger, and therefore you need a reboot from the Pasuk. Over here, the whole Hilon is Pasuk, we already used for the Mutim earlier in the, right, in the first parak. We did that with Eid Echad versus Shnei Edim. So he nitpasa, that is, she's a surah, if she is not nitpasa. And that's how we knew that by Eid Echad, possibly that she was, if we had an Eid Echad, that she was nitmate, that she is a surah to her husband. We learned from Hino nitpasa. So if we already have a limud for Hino nitpasa, then the question doesn't stand anymore. That's what Tosa says. Because what are you going to say? Eim ha'kanami, but we already have another drusha for this pasuk. It's not like the pasuk is there anyway, and we need to use it. We have another drusha. Once we have another drusha, that's already, we have a Masorah Misinai, and that's the drusha of the pasuk, and we're not going to take it and make it into a different drusha. And therefore, it just says, that's why we don't say the Eim ha'kanami in this instance over here. Right, umuteret with ba'ala. She's muteret to go back to her husband. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course, she drank the mesota, why shouldn't she go back to her husband? So the Gemara says, amaravuna bimitnavna, right, that she's deteriorating. If she's deteriorating, then we say like Rabbi, right, that it means that the mayim is badkua, it's just that it's taking its time. So the Gemara says, mitnavna, badkua maya. If she's already deteriorating, then what's the question? Then she, it's working, the mesota are working, her husband shouldn't be able to go back. Exactly. That it is working and it's going back. Right. So Tosus, we said earlier on top of, Tosus says if she drinks the water, she's muteret to her husband right away. But it seems from here that she, if she's midnatna, that she would not be able to, right, she would not be able to or continue to live with her husband. But that depends how the midnatna is working. If the midnatna is working in a way that it's supposed to be, which is what? That it's starting with her stomach and her yerech, with her bethen and her yerech, then it's good. But the Gemara says, midnatna derech barim. No, the case here is that she was not a derech barim. Ma'udatema has new yezanai. Hadlod v'chomayik yorchei mishum deone zanai. Well, gabi kohen asira kamash malon, that it works. So what does that mean? So here what happens, she is, the water is working on her, but it's working in the way that it's not supposed to work, which means it's starting with her head or her hands. She's getting sick and deteriorating, but it's not deteriorating from Bethan and Yerech. So what would you think over here, that water, what's going on? What's the circumstance why it's not working the way it should? Well, the truth is, she's Tahora. She really is Tahora. She was okay to go back to her husband, but she was raped. And then, because she was raped, she's really a surah to her husband, who is a Kohen. Right? So therefore, what? So this would be the Avami. The Avami would be that when she's deteriorating, even though she's not deteriorating the way the Sota does, that there's a problem here, but not the exact problem that we are after. So the Gemara says, Kamash Mon, that we don't think that way.
That she can't go back to her husband as a Kohen.
Correct. We think she can't go back to her husband as a Kohen. Kamash Malon, that she is Muteret. Meaning that if it doesn't work like the main Sota is supposed to work, then there's nothing to talk about anymore. She's Muteret to her husband. Again, she drinks. Once she drinks, she's muteret to her husband. We don't worry about it. And even if she's mitnapna, if she's not mitnapna, kederach, that the mind were both him, then again, she's muteret to her husband to go back to her husband. We don't start suspecting that there's another message here. Or, you know, the Torah is trying to tell us, don't go back to your husband. We don't assume that unless it works like the mesota should work. Right? Shota. Right, so the isha of a saris is shota. So Rashi does the same thing here. He says the same thing over here as he said on the Mishnah, which is that this issue Saris over here is talking about a Saris Chama, that it's Mutar L'Kaimu, because he's allowed to keep, I mean, that he's not under the restriction of Lo Yavo Psuat Avka, right, and Kod Shuvcha V'Kal Hashem, because that's only, Rashi claims, only with the Saris Adam, and not a Saris Chama. So Rashi makes the same qualification over here. Tosfos says that he doesn't know where Rashi got such a distinction, and he quotes the Gemara Yevamos that Rashi's quoting, and he says he doesn't learn the Gemara, he doesn't read the Gemara the same way that Rashi reads it. I just pointed out it's not important to our sugi necessarily. Right? Ish Saris Shotap Shito, of course you should drink. What's the requirement? The requirement is that the Boel, which Mishachab Otita, that he slept with her, and her husband did not sleep with her. Rav with the Sris is that he can't sleep with his wife, meaning that he's out of that parsha. So Amar Rachmana, v'hai lav bar hafiu, and he is not, right? He's not a bar zera, a kamash kolon, no. Then how did we learn mibal deishek before? Mideyach ishek means just that they had bia prior to them having. It's not that today or right now, currently, he has to be able to have bia. It just means that at one point, the husband had to have bia with his wife prior to the boel having bia with his wife. So as long as at one point, he was beforehand, he was not a sris, and he's able to have bia with his wife, now that he currently can't have bia with his wife, that won't preclude him. And it's again, the same thing that Tosa said before, we don't say Be'im HaHafanami because we do have another limud for Mibala Dei Sheikh, but that we had earlier, right? We just had that 2 days ago. What was Mibala Dei, or 3 days ago, we had Mibala Dei Sheikh, meant that the Baal must have Bia with her prior to the Boel, and that's what precluded, right, an Arusa and a Shomer Tiabam, right? That was what the Gemara had a problem with, that Braisa, that they should have been excluded because they never had Bia. So that's why the Gemara has come to Kipta, that they both had Bia prior to the Nisuin. Alright, so Baal Kamash 1, that it's okay to for her to drink. Again, all the arayot, you can be mekane, a woman, to not be nishkar with any of the arayot. I said, pshita, of course. So Mar says, ma'u detema nitma'a nitma'a shnei pi'amim. In the parasha it says, nitma'a nitma'a 2 times. One to teach you, echad the baal, echad the boel, that the woman becomes a surah. She's a sota, she's a surah to her husband, and a surah to the boel. Echad the kamitzura b'haznus. So what I would think, only if she becomes a surah to this boel, through this action would it be a surah. But these arayot already prior to this point are a surah. I mean that this action by her or her becoming a sota or becoming tmeya does not impact on these arayot because she was already a surah. So Mar says, Kamash Balan, that we don't learn that way. We don't learn that they have to be, that the isur is, right, the isur is generated, has to be generated by the action of the sota, that even if they were prior to this, they were a surin. If it was a katan, he cannot be mekana for a katan. Why is that? Because it says Isha Khamar Rahmana below katan. So that's a basic requirement, it's a shkavi sota. And since this is not an ish, then he's not within the parsha of sota. Then the Mishnah continued and said, Vashaino ish, right? So then the Mishnah said Vashaino ish. Well, you already said katan. What's an eno ish? Right? I mean, that, why are there two categories? One called katan and one eno ish. So where it says, limute mai. Ile milute shachuf. Right? What this shachuf is unclear. Rashi says shachuf means shibisaro nischat mikalav yavish. That it seems to be that his skin dries out and falls off. And he quotes, what do we call from Parsha Bechu Kotai in the Tokacha, it says, right, that one of the klalot is that the shachepet, right, that is a shachepet, where it seems that not only are you sick, but your body is deteriorating, that your skin is deteriorating. Now the Rashi calls it shachuf. Tosis quotes a Rabbeinu Hananel that it's Eino Boel, Kitarko, Eino Mazria. That a shachuf is someone who does not, is unable or incapable of having relations. That's what he calls a shachuf. The Gemara says, Va'amar Shmuel, shachuf, right? Mekanin al yado, uposel b'chuma. Shmuel already said that a shachuf does have kinui, and he's posel chuma, meaning that if he's engaged with a woman, then he will cause a problem for her to eat truma. So Gemara says, Mekanin al yado, that he has a kinui, pshita, right? Of course he's Mekanin. So Gemara says, Mal detem, why would I have thought, Bishachat ishota shich vadzera, machmana, belav har bahar hafihu, this guy is incapable, right, of having a bia. It's quite the Tosos, it's obvious why he can't have bia. And now according to Rashi, right, then why can't he have bia over here? Because his sickness, right, has left him without koach, without strength to have bia over here. If you don't explain it, that it means, shachuf means specifically about his aver, you can even explain shachepet being his whole body. But what's the issue over here? The issue over here is that he has no koach. He has no koach to have bia because his body is deteriorating. He can't perform bia. So therefore, since he's maybe precluded from the parsha, out of the parsha of Shechav Yisotah, Shech Vadzerah, that is, he is qualified over here. Then we don't say that. Posel b'chuma pshito. Of course, he's posel b'chuma. The tamelo yichalel zaro aramar rachmana isla zera lichalel. One who has zera, he is mechalel. Kolesle zera. One who does not have zera, right? Lo lichalel will not cause a chilul. Kamash malan. It doesn't matter that either of these instances, his bio is considered problematic, and you can be mekana to him. and she will be pasul to go back to her father's house to eat truma. If they don't have, obviously they're not going to have children, but if they don't, even if they don't have children, she can't go back to her father's house and eat truma. Vele lamutes, what's our Mishnah come to exclude? Obed kochavim, that you can't be mekane to a non-Jew. So where it says, Rama Rav Huna, don't we already know, from Rav Huna, obed kochavim mekane to posel b'truma, that a non-Jew can have kinoi and is posel, his dia is posel b'truma. Mekane is, oh, where it says, pshita, why shouldn't he be? Ma'od etema nitma'a nitma'a. Shtei pamim, like we said above by the areyot, echa the baal v'echa the boel. Hecha to commit the ashra b'haj nus. The one did we say that this parsha sota will apply is through this action of bia, that will make the boel asura to her. But ha ho be asura v'kaima. This obi kachavim, she's never allowed to marry him. So maybe he would be precluded or mufka from the parsha sota. Kamash malon, that is not the case. Uposel b'truma, and he, his bia is posel b'truma. Pshita, why shouldn't he be posel? Ma'ad etema bat koin kitiyah le'izara marachmana. When a bat koin marries an izara. So what does that mean? She says kitiya is a lashon havaya. Lashon havaya is a lashon of marriage, right? Kiddushin. And by obi kachavim, there is no such thing as kiddushin. So we say, well, what's going kitiya lizara marachmana to bar havaya in the la bar havaya lo? Someone who can consummate a marriage means they can have kiddushin. That works. That she's posel over shuma. Someone does not have kiddushin with her will not be posel with her. Kamash malon be posel that the obi kachavim is posel over shuma. Meet the Rabbi Yochanan. We have Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael. Minayin Obi Kochavim Ve'Eved Shebau Al Kohenet. Right? If you have an Obi Kochavim or Eved that had relations to the Kohenet, Baal Leviyah, Baal Bat Yisrael Shep Pasua. Meaning that they're no longer Ro'ui to be Lekuna. They can't marry a Kohen anymore. Now, why is that? Where do we know that from? Because it says, Ubat Ki'en Tiye Almana Ugrusha. Right? When does a Bat Kohen go back to her father's house? I mean, when is she not Sula or not Chalula? That is only when she is an almana or a grusha. And she doesn't have a mezera ima. I mean that she has no children and she's an almana grusha. Mishe is almana to girushim. But if you're in the parsha of almana girushim, then ba yatsu of yichkam evet chain lo almana to girushim ba. They don't have. They're not shayach to the parsha of grushim and almana. So since they're not shayach to the parsha of grushim and almana, therefore what? Therefore they are posel her to go back to her father's house to eat truma. If they posel her to go back to her father's house to eat truma, that means that their bia is poselota. If it's poselota, then a Kohen can't marry a woman who's had bia with an eved or an obeyed kochavim. Zvela lemute mai. We're still stuck in our Mishnah. What's the case of lemute mai? I mean, what do you do if they know east in the Mishnah? So far we attempted to say it was a shachuf. We dropped that. Obeyed kochavim, dropped that. So what is it? Amar papa lemute behema. That it's talking about a behema, that you can't have kini behema, the insula nus bi behema. There is no such thing as nus by behema. Amalei Rabbava, mi parkas, marfarzakia, ravashi. No ha milsa dam rabbana, ins nus behema. Where do you know that from? That there's no such thing as a concept called nus by a behema. Distiv, lotavi etznan zonau, mechir kelev. These are the items that are precluded from being brought on his back. An animal that was exchanged for the services of a zonah, mechir kelev. An animal that was exchanged to buy or was used to purchase a dog. Vitanya, and we have a price left. Etnan kelev umechir zona mutarim. Right, when it comes to the opposite, if you had the opposite case, not an etnan zona and mechir kelev, but rather an etnan kelev and mechir zona, they are mutarim. Shnemar gam shnehem. That these two are asur. Shnayim blo arba. So two and not four. So what happened over here? So if you look in Rashi, right, what is the case of Etnan Kelev and Mechir Zonah that are not found in the Pasuk? So if you look in Rashi, Etnan Kelev, what's the case of Etnan Kelev? She'im Adam Omer L'Zonah, Helech Tvezeh, V'hibal'i L'Kalvi. Right, so what do you say? Instead of saying, what is Etnan Zonah generally means what? That I exchange an animal for the services of the Zonah. So over here, what's an Etnan, what would be a Etnan Kelev? Which is that I'm exchanging an animal for the services of the Zonah, but the Zonah services horses are now being used with their behemah, that she will sleep with their behemah. That's called an etnan kelim. So in that case, the Mishnah Brisa says, what? That's mutar. That animal is mutar to go on the mizbeach. Why is it that that animal is mutar to go on the mizbeach? Because obviously that the bia with a animal is not considered znus. It's not considered znus, then there's no etnan over here because, right, it doesn't qualify. Her action or whatever happens with the behemah has no impact on the payment she received. And mechir zonah, what's mechir zonah? Haytalo shifcha zonah, bechlifa betzleh. He has a shifcha with a zonah, and he trades her for a tzleh. Mutamar etnan kelev mutar, mechlad delav znusi. The other znus, habachayel Hashem etnan. Because if he really was qualified as znus, then it would have an etnan. When he exchanges the behemah for her to sleep with his dog, then that would be clearly a problem to bring on the mizbeach. The fact that it's not znus proves to you, what, that you can't have, that sleeping with the behemah is not znus. And now coming to our case over here, if he's mekaner and says, do not be nistera with this behemah, that will have no impact. That's not in the parsha of sota, because it's not in the parsha of znus. So therefore it would not be qualified. So that's what it means, inoish. Inoish means a behemah.
So if it's not in the parsha of znus, what is it in the parsha?
There's an Isra in Torah, there's a Isra d'oraisa, right, that you're not allowed to act in this manner. But it doesn't qualify under Znus, which maybe posel her lakuna, that will bring her to the Parshat Sota. I mean that she doesn't get a shame zona or shame Znus over here. It still doesn't mean it's muter. Mark 10 years. So now what are you going to do with the pasuk of Shechavato Shechva Zera? The Ketanya. Shechva Zera Pat Davar Acher comes to exclude Davar Acher. Like obviously when the Gemara is cryptic like this, so my Davar Acher, what's the Davar Acher? Amar Rav Shesh's Prat L'Shekinah L'Shelo Kedarka. What does it mean that, what is Shechva Zera? Before we said Shechavato Shechva Zera, so we tried to use that to exclude a Shechuf, and we said no in the end. So Gemara wants to know, what do we do with this word? What do we do with this word? Shechva Zera. What does that teach us? Right, like again, like Tosa said above, right, if you don't have another limud for the pasuk, then say Ema Hakanami that this is the limud. So what is the limud that we have for this pasuk of Shechva Zera? So Gemara says, Shechva Zera comes to teach you Tukina Lashlo Kedarka, that he is mekana her not to engage with this individual, right, not in the normal way of a bia, but bia Shlo Kedarka. So Amalei Rava Shlo Kedarka is a qualified bia. We have in the pasuk in the Parshat Arayos, it says Mishkeve Isha, plural, Steve, and there it says it doesn't matter if it's Shechiva Kedarka or Shlo Kedarka, both of them are qualified bia. So that can't be what we're excluding over here. Ela Amar Rava Prat L'Shekina La Derech Evarim. One who says as mekana her Derech Evarim. What is Derech Evarim over here? That they Rashi calls it Shochevi Ma B'Kiruv Basar. There's no bia over here. There's no action. There's nothing over here that is quote unquote an illicit relation over here. But it's that they're in probably an inappropriate situation, but not necessarily anything that Surah happened over here. We're not talking about an Isser, we're talking about Pritzus. Pritzus is not what the Parsha of Sotah is talking about. The Parsha of Sotah is talking about illicit relations, right? And this is not illicit relations. There are no relations over here. That's Pritzus of Alma. The Torah never asserted Pritzus here. That's not what the Parsha of Sotah is about. No, the question is, how did was he Mekana her? This goes to a broader machlokas, which the Gemara is going to deal with in 1 second, is that when it comes to bia, what is called bia? Right? So you have different possibilities of what qualifies for bia. There's that the most extreme form would be that something that's bia is only by gemar bia. That a person puts it entirely, penetrates the woman, and that is called bia. The more common, the two positions that we're going to see over here are either hachnasat ha'atara or nishika. That how much penetration does a person need in order to be qualified as a bia? So the one possibility is hachnasat ha'atara, and enough to get the upper end of the aver in, that would be considered bia. And the other possibility is nishika. Simply having the touch that area, right, would be enough. Simply coming into contact of that area would already be considered bia. So now the Gemara is saying, all right, so what is the kinui over here? The kinui is over here, even if they come into contact with each other in that area, that should be enough. So the Gemara says, That works well according to one who says when the parsha of Arayo says Hera means not Nishika, but Achnasada Tara. That actually you're getting the Ibra in. So therefore, this is something that is not Bia, but it's close enough to Bia that I would have thought, right, that it should be excluded from that parsha. That's what the Sheikh Mazer comes to include. That even in this instance, that will be qualified, right, to be inside the parsha of Sota. That comes along, Sheikh Mazer, and says, no, that's not considered Bia, and that's excluded. Nishika is excluded. Avon, Nishika, below Kulumi, right, then it will be Nishika will be excluded. Hanicha, Madamara, Zu, Akhnasa, the Torah, Avon, Nishika, below Kulumi. Doing Nishika is nothing. I know that's incredible, we'll do Nishika. That's what the Pasuk comes along to teach you. Sheikh Mazera, and not the Nishika. But the Madamar, Damahara, Zu, Nishika, the one who holds that Bia, what does it mean? Hera means Nishika, that's a qualified Bia, Ma'ika Lameima. Then, what's the exclusion over here? That is Bia.
You the opposite,
the person that says it's not considered, then you don't need the person to teach it. All right, so very good. So I'll address that in 1 second. Somebody just asked me that upstairs. Olam, the Shekina, La, Derech, that was the case where what I thought we just said before, Kina, Derech, Barim, it's just pre-tusul the Alma, it shouldn't be in the Parsha. So Mar says, no, Ma'u, the Tema, but created the Baal Talia Rachmana. The whole point here, Sota is only created because of what the husband is worried about or jealous about. So over here, if he's jealous about this, that should qualify her to be in the parsha of Sota. So Kamash Malon, that's what the puzzle comes to teach me. What? Talia Rachmana, we created the Baal Talia Rachmana, or Baal HaKopit. But hey, that's what he's makrida. Kamash Malon, Sheikh Mazera. That even when the Baal is makrida, it's still got to be something that's a qualified Bia, otherwise it's not in the parsha. So that's the Kamash Malon, it's not that way. So Yossi asked the question, right, that why not say the other way around? Meaning that if Mishika is nothing, right, then why is that just considered Pitsusa Ba'alma? Just like we said by Derek Abarim. That's not it, right? Then it should be Pitsusa Ba'alma. And why bring it into the Parsha Sota at all? And then why should he need a Pasa? As opposed to one who thinks that Nishika is really Bia, then he should need the exclusion of Sheikh Mazera. So this is where I think the way the Gemara is learning is that you have to buy Pitsusa Ba'alma by Derek Abarim. Derek Abarim is not anything that's even remotely close to Bia. Right? That's a Pitsusa Ba'alma. You wouldn't even think to include that in the Parsha. As opposed to Nishika, wait, if Nishika does not qualify as Ha'era, right, even though it's not Ha'era, that it's not Bia, full-fledged Bia, it could still qualify to be enough of a problem in terms of a close enough to Bia that it's a problem. So you would have thought I would have included that. Even though it's not full Bia, it's close enough that it's still, it would qualify. And that's the part of Sifra Zerah comes to let you know that the definition of Bia here is like the definition anywhere else in Shas. So I think that's why you would differentiate between a Kinala Derech Evarim versus Kinala Derech Mishika. Even though both of them are not a surah, nevertheless, one is a much more, right, much closer to being the problematic Bia versus a, so that much more problematic. So it's now. Yes, Tosa says that behind a tame adrab ipcha mistavra, right? The mandam arazu nishika kashiva bia gabishar reyos, hainu istruk kwa hapli mute. The mandam arazu akasatara lo kashiva nishika gabishar reyos, my istruk mute. Tosa asks your question, he doesn't give an answer. Right? Tosa asks, he posts the question, he doesn't give an answer. The answer, I think, might be this, that the, right, that you can differentiate between, kino derech evarim versus kino derech nishika.
As an aside, I'll point out here that Tosus in this masechta happens to be different than the tone of the Tosfot we see in other Masechtot. Over here in this Masechta, Tosfot many times, like in this Tosfot over here, asks a question and does not answer it. Number two, what's unusual about the Tosfot in this Masechta is that he quotes Yushalmi frequently. That's usually the purview of the Rabbeinu Elchananel and others that bring on the Yushalmi and try to reconcile Yushalmi and Bavli. Generally, Tosfot does not do it in this Masechta. I don't think there's a daf where Tosfot does not quote the Yushalmi. And the last thing that in many of the Tosfot, he quotes it B'Shem Rebbe. He quotes whatever he's talking about because B'Shem Rebbe is not quoted directly by the Re or the Rabbeinu Tam, but B'Shem Rebbe. So that makes me feel that just the feel of the Tosfot here in the Masechet Sota are different or either written later or different than the Tosafot that we find in other Masechtot.
All right, well, we'll stop over here.